More than all. So, Hydrophobia was released yesterday, and on Tuesday, Microsoft were kind enough to send me a code for the game. So, I stuck it in my Xbox, booted it up, and had about 45 minutes. I'm not anywhere near finished the game yet. It was just a quick, oh, I've got some time, let's have a look. Now, Hydrophobia has been causing a bit of a kerfuffle because this game's been developed for 4 years, and the big mechanic for it was the realism of the water textures. This was like, the hook. And since the reviews have been coming in, some of them have been good, some of them have been mediocre, and most of them have been pretty bad. I mean, Edge gave this game 3 out of I think it's 5 now. Either way, it's a 3. It's a very low score. But yeah, the company that made the game are not particularly happy with this, obviously. And there's quite a few stories going around the interwebs from like Ars Technica and everything else, and saying that the PRs have been ringing up the poor journalists, going, "Oi, did you play this to completion? You played the game wrong," because they're very unhappy with the scores. Now, I mean, I can understand, having seen both sides of the fence, that if you've invested 4 years of your life into something, you're obviously going to be very kind of attached to it. It's your baby, that's fine. But the problem is, I've also played the game. Now, okay, let's be honest. It's water with a game made around it. The accents are harsh. I mean, this is coming from a British girl. They're Scottish accents, they're hardcore. The options that you've got in terms of gameplay are a bit crap. You've got one weapon. You have to press God knows how many buttons to jump. It feels clunky. The controls really do kind of, you've got to think to use them. You tap on something and you get a new screen which gives you information. But you can't do anything with the stuff. It's just like, ooh, there's something shiny, let's poke it. They're sleeping pills, okay. What do we do with them? Now I'm not anywhere near sort of, I'm only in the opening levels. I'm gonna play the game more this weekend. But from what I've seen of the game so far, I do agree with Edge's score. It could have been really good. Unfortunately, it really, really feels bad. There are bugs there, but the bit I can't get is the PRs have been saying, "Well, you're playing the game wrong," or "You're not playing the game to completion." Now, to be fair, most journalists probably don't play games to completion simply because they don't have the time. We usually get about 100 to £150 for a review online, depending on the length. Now, that's not much money, and we usually have to do several of these a week. So, most people don't play the games to completion. They'll play them halfway through or get a really good taste of them. There's nothing wrong with that. But saying that you're playing the game wrong just makes me laugh. It's a computer game. If, when you pick up the controller, you know how to play the game, as in you can move, you can kill stuff, you can get through the game, then you're not playing it wrong. It's a game. You can't actually physically play a game wrong. Playing a game wrong would be taking a disc and putting it in the wrong way of the machine. Would be going, "Oh, that's an Xbox 360. What do I do with it?" You can't physically play a game wrong. The game, by extension of how it's been made, should make it easy for you to play. So I just find that comment quite laughable because it's completely absurd. And at the same time, it's reflecting back on the company that's made the game. If you're saying, "Oh, you're playing the game wrong," then there's obviously something wrong with the game itself. I just that has actually made me laugh because it's completely insane. But yeah, this is going to be one of those weeks. I can smell this sort of kerfuffle is going to get larger and larger. And I feel for some of my journalist compatriots because they're going to get shit off the PRs. And when you've got a pissed off PR on it's not pleasant. But I'm going to play more of this weekend. But for now, I do actually agree with Edge. I do agree with Destructoid. I do agree with some of the other sites that, it could have been a good game. It should have been a good game. It's been in development for 4 years, and it isn't a good game. The water hook was great. It really was, but it's just not enough. It really isn't. So I'm gonna boot the Xbox up tonight and have a go and see how it goes, but I'm not holding my breath. I really am not. And I'm actually very glad I'm not having to review it on this one case. Anyway, laters.